702 Weekend Breakfast. It's the Saturday edition of the show, which means we have a look at what's happening in 702 land, and we'll start with what's happening in the arts. And this morning, we profile the Anton Smith Sculpture Park, located in Bronkhorstspruit, just about an hour away from Johannesburg. And we're joined on the line by director and artist Anton Smith. Anton, a very good morning to you. Thank you very much for your time this morning.
Thank you very much, Gugu. Lovely for you to phone me.
Thank you very much for making time for us. So you decided to create the sculpture garden in the early 2000s after many years of working as an artist. Why the decision to create the sculpture park?
Well, I was given the opportunity to buy a piece of land next to the Bronkhorstspruit Dam, mm-hmm. which is a hidden secret. It's beautiful out here. And I have this tract of land that's 8 hectares big, and I turned 4 hectares of it into a park, planting big trees and having tables under the trees, etc., that people can visit the coffee shop.
And so it sounds as if the park itself is in the grounds, a sculpture garden, but also there's a yes. gallery on the property as well. So there's art on the property itself, but also you can view other artwork in the gallery.
Yes, there's a gallery. There's actually 3 galleries mm-hmm. here, and which has mostly my work in and a few other artists as well. Quite right. And we have a little conference room, and where weddings and conferences can take place. And, you know, and also then the studios where we work, and workshops for casting and doing all the work for making sculptures.
Yeah. And so when you built the space, what was your vision for it? What did you want it to do? Did you imagine it as the kind of space that, you know, the public can come, immerse themselves in some art, look at some beautiful things, be in a beautiful surrounding? What was your big idea for the sculpture park?
Exactly what you just said was my big idea, to make it a venue that people can come and visit and spend time in nature and walk through the sculptures and walk into the gallery, go to the coffee shop, just you can spend a whole day here. That was my vision and my wife's vision, and it was actually my wife who planted this beautiful garden.
And so, and part of the, I think one of the great things about the sculpture park is that it's free to the public. Because, of course, sometimes, you know, accessing art and artwork, because often this is a business, there is a cost, but entrance is free. Is that also part of how you want to make access to this beautiful space, to the artwork, more accessible?
Yes, absolutely. Bronkhorstspruit doesn't really have a public garden in the town, and we are 10 kilometers out of town, which is still close enough. So people from town come here and they have picnics under the trees, and they even do their weddings and everything here in the park. And so the idea was to make it a free entrance park for everybody.
And in terms of, there's also, I believe, a wall of revelations on the property.
Yes.
Tell us about the wall of revelations.
Yes, it's actually an art idea that I had to make revelations from the Bible, to do a whole 20-meter long wall that's 2.5 meters tall with all figures and happenings inside it. It's a mural. It's in relief. And I actually built it into the garden in a big round ball. And we also have an amphitheater that can seat 300 people.
And so, you know, so in terms of this wall, it has human figures, but there are no animals on that wall.
Yeah, there's a big fish, yeah. But you can't see the fish. Because it's up close. It's a close-up. So you just see the scales of the fish. So it's all about actually a human experience of the end of the world.
Right.
Which I was fascinated with many years ago, and I decided everything that I do, I will make permanent.
Yeah.
So there forever. And then I've got a big gate. It's 5 meters tall, high, and it's 4 meters wide, 4.5 meters wide at the back of my studio, which is also related to the Revelations wall. And so people can visit them. I take them through to my workshop because that's actually the gates of the workshop. So yeah, it's the gates of Revelation.
And so at the workshops, I know you said it's also an opportunity for the public to watch some of the artists' work. Are they artists, I guess, in residency or working at the sculpture park? Are members of the public able to see you do some of your work?
Yes, absolutely. What usually happens is they book a tour with my CEO of marketing, Jethro Miller, and he takes people through and explains to them everything that's happening. And also that's during the week, because during the weekends we don't work.
Mm-hmm. And so for you, you know, we've seen how the art space has gone through a bit of a difficult time over the last couple of years, especially places like galleries, archives, museums, theatres. But, you know, art was so crucial for keeping us going, certainly through the early days of the COVID pandemic as well. And so how do you see, you know, the role of art, both as someone who creates it, someone who's created the space, the sculpture park, in kind of contemporary society where we are today?
You know, art is so important because it's the very pinnacle of our souls. The very pinnacle of our beings is expressed through art, be it music, be it theater, dance, sculpture, painting. So it's where person, a human being, gets to express himself. So without that expression, you know, we're not really human beings.
And you said that, you know, you made one of the decisions, or one of the big decisions around the sculpture park was making whatever work you were doing was for it to be permanent. So, for instance, the Wall of Revelations. There's also some of your other work. Is it all of your work that's housed and displayed at the sculpture park? Tell us about some of the other pieces that you have created that are at the park.
I made a man 7 meters tall, called Faith, and I actually started making him as a life-size figure, and then I made him 3 meters and then later 7 meters. So I've installed him permanently in the park, but he's part of an addition, so I also sell him. So everything, most of the work in the park is in additions. In other words, it's for sale.
And so when is the park open? When can people visit? Of course, the entrance is free, which is fantastic. So when is it available?
It is, the park is always open because there's no fence or anything. You drive in and you're free to visit the gardens. However, the coffee shop is open from 9 to 4 during the week, except on Mondays, and also 9 to 4 on Sundays, Saturdays and Sundays.
Mm-hmm. And on public holidays?
Open. We open on public holidays.
Wonderful. And you said it is about 10 kilometers outside of the city center, the town center?
Of Bronkhorstspruit.
Yes.
But when you're on the N4, you miss Bronkhorstspruit in any case, so you just turn off towards the dam.
Mm-hmm. Sounds great. Anton, thank you so much for making time for us this morning.
Okay, good. Thanks very much for being interested.
Thank you very much.
Love it. Okay, thank you. Have a lovely day.
Thank you, too. That is director of the Anton Smith Sculpture Park. It's located in Bronkhorstspruit. It's about an hour's drive from Joburg. Entrance is free. They also, certainly the gallery and the art cafe is open on public holidays. I've seen videos and pictures of it. It looks gorgeous. So if you're looking for somewhere pretty to go, not too far from where you are, if you are in Johannesburg, for instance, I recommend a turn at the Anton Smith Sculpture Park. And if you've ever been, because it sounds beautiful, I'd love to hear your experience. You can send us a WhatsApp voice note on 0727021702.